Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Republicans, their deal with America was, if you give us the House of Representatives, we can play defense. If you give us the Senate, we can play a little bit offense. You give us the House of Senate and the presidency, then we can actually get things done. And so here we are 7 months into it, and they haven't passed the bill yet.
I can't blame it all on Trump. Won't blame it all on Trump. Not going to do it. Not. He needs a little help with this, guys and gals, and you guys have failed gloriously. That's Jason Chaffetz there. Healthcare, taxes. You can't get anything done. Doesn't matter what it is. You guys can't even get together and decide what day it is. Because everybody else wants to have, it's Rocktober? No, it's Thursday. Nah, I think it's Rocktober. Right? Yeah, you sure? Oh, yeah, I think it's Rocktober. That's what this has become. Be careful what you wish for in life, because you may just get it. For some people, that's fine, but for a lot of people, they're not prepared to handle it. And when you have big egos, a lot of time with very little action and competence, you have what's going on right now. The Republicans are faltering. They are going to work anywhere between 31 and like 35 days between now and the end of the fiscal year. So you know what that means? Not a lot's going to get done. It went from being two people that were going to vote on the health care bill to four people to now we're up to nine people. I can do the math. You could only lose two. Well, four for sure. Five are like, yeah, I don't think so. Not. I'm not a no-no. Little thing here and there, I'm jumping. But you've got too many people that are like, nope, not going to do it. You see, it's so much easier. I love sports. Sports is a great snapshot of what the world's about. Competition, teamwork, a lot of stuff. You look at sports, and you ask anybody who's played it at a serious level, they'll tell you the easy thing to do is to play offense. The hardest thing to do is to play defense. Defense is no fun, right? But what wins championships? Defense. That's what wins. And guess what? The Republicans are, well, they're great at pretending they're coming to do something, but they're horrible about getting the job done. And you can say all you want, and I'll get some kickback and some feedback and some anger from people. They're the usual people. I know exactly who you are, so save yourself the time. This is not good. Healthcare. How many times did you guys pretend?
Well, I was first elected when President Obama became the president. And after that health care bill was passed some 50 plus times, we voted to repeal it. But now it's for real, right? That was right. That was almost pretend. Now it's for real.
There were no consequences. We were told from it.
No consequences. That's just it. There's no consequences. Last week, little soundbite I looked for, I couldn't find it. But Paul Ryan came out and he said something that stuck in my head. He said, you know what? We got to get this thing done right, because once we do it, we own it. We own it. And when you own it, it's that thing around your neck. And that thing, well, it could be wonderful, could be a beautiful diamond necklace, or it could be an anchor. The Democrats found out this thing was a big anchor. The Republicans, smart enough to realize that, are like, uh-oh, what do we do? Yeah, exactly. Well, you sort it out. You had 7.5 years. It wasn't a surprise. You have the House. You have the Senate. Oh, and, oh, by the way, you have the presidency. Maybe not the president that you guys thought you were going to get, but he's still got an R by his name, and he still is kind of a Republican-ish. He's a Trumpian, but he's a Republican-ish, so more so than a Democrat. So you know what? Deal with it. Get things done. It shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't, but yet it is, because they are always a mess. And that's politics in general, because you have a lot of people who want to be chefs, head chefs, and you've got a lot of people who probably should be sous chefs, some people who should be servers, and other people who should be busboys and dishwashers. But everybody thinks they should be. Everybody thinks they should be.
I was the chairman, and we were told in November and December that, hey, we're going to front load the schedule into January so that by the time the president is sworn in, and it's President Trump, he will have a bill sitting on his desk.
Well, there was nothing there. Now, he's come out, and he said, oh, I've done this, that, and, you know, you haven't. You haven't. You haven't done this, that, and the other. And I can't blame you all on that. I can't look at Trump and say, it's not all his fault. It's not. It is not all his fault. He doesn't help at times, but it's not all his fault. A lot of this lies at the establishment Republicans that have been there forever and they don't do anything. Everybody wants to be the captain of the ship. It's time for leadership. It's time for leadership. And leadership isn't, we're going to do it my way, even if my plans suck, because I get to be the leader. Leadership is going out there and talking to both sides of the aisle, Mitch McConnell, and saying, let's get something done. I want to hear your fears, and I want to see the facts and figures to back it up, and I want to show you our facts and figures of why your thing is crashing and burning and how we fix this. It's not, I'm going to exclude the Republicans who I don't agree with and who aren't going to go with me, and I'm not going to have anything to do with the Democrats. That doesn't get stuff done. That's not American. That is selfish and asinine. Let's get stuff done.
And I can tell you there's a great deal of frustration in both the House and the Senate that there is not yet a bill, because it really feels like they haven't even gotten together and figured out a plan yet that can get 218 votes in the House.
No, there's no plan. All the years, there's no plan. All the time they had opportunities, there's no plan. Zero plan. Zero plan. If you don't have a plan to fail. Right? Zero plan. And I love the fact. See, here's the thing about Chavis is great is he's out. He's done. I'm over this. I'm moving on with my life. So when you know you're done, you're a lot more apt to say things that are real. And you get honest sound bites and truth from people. Remember when Boehner was stepping away? And since then, Boehner's a little bit more loosey-goosey with the way he talks about stuff, because he's not trying to get reelected. He doesn't need any more friends like that. Tells it like it is. And it's sad. And Republicans, I look at you for this. I look at you because you guys are dropping the ball. And you're going to turn around and you're going to blame it on the media. You're going to blame it on the sideshow that's Trump. You're going to blame it on a lot of stuff. But you are the ones who should be doing this, putting it together, rolling with it. You. Nobody else but you. Nobody else. But you can't get anything done. You look at the economy. We get excited about the economy, right? The numbers aren't bearing out that the economy is booming forward, but the confidence in the consumer index, which is to me a huge indicator, maybe the leading one, is showing that people feel confidence. And a lot of that is because we have a different voice in the White House. We knew what to expect with the last guy. It was 2% growth. It was no growth. It was, and it was, we knew exactly what we were going to get, right? With Trump, we thought, okay, here's a guy. He's a business dude. He's going to come in. This thing's going to explode. We had 156,000 jobs last month. They expected a little bit more. We revised down the month before that from 250 to 233. Big financial gurus are looking here going, I don't know why people feel so confident. because they feel like something's going to happen. They just don't know when it's going to happen. And as long as people are happy and they feel like there's confidence in the fiscal side of things, in the economy, they'll let other stuff slide for a little while. They will. It's like sports, right? If the antics that go on, you know what? We're willing to turn a blind eye to a lot of stuff because we're winning. But once you start to lose, those antics start to become old fast. If Trump and the administration and the Republicans can get the economy to a point where they feel like, okay, cool, we've got it on some steady ground and we're pushing it forward. Now let's get out of the way and let's fix taxes and the rules and the regulations. And let's not overdo what has been overdone for the last 8 years and let this baby roar, take off the training wheels. Guess what, kids? All this other stuff, it's just noise. But once that slips, once that starts to disappear, once the economy slows down, that frustration will grow and that noise will get louder, and people that he's not used to being frustrated with him will start to get frustrated with him and the administration and the Republicans. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. chat@ChadBensonShow.com, and also tweet at us, tweet, at Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy, kids, at Chad Benson Show. This is The Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
You know, for all of the talk about energy and drilling, and you know what? I'm a drill baby kind of person. Let's be smart. Let's use what we have. Let's stop giving money to people who hate our guts and who fund people who would like to blow us up and our friends around the world and who like, instability. That's nothing wrong with that. But I want to find other ways. I'm good. Let's hook me up to a machine. Let's get me going. You know what? You want to put a chip in my brain? We'll do all kinds of crazy stuff. Let's do $6 billion, man. It's $6 billion now because $6 million really didn't get you a lot. So it's like, what do you have? Well, he had a broken leg and he was in the hospital for 2 weeks and we had to put a pin in him. So it's, what do we get for $6 million? He gets a limp. No. So I'm good with the technology and using it. And I'm also thinking, it's going to be ways in the future where we're going to be able to wean ourselves off this crap and find better alternatives. And again, I'm a drill baby kind of person. I am. But I like alternative opportunities. Volvo is seeing that, and this is what's next for that.
We are convinced that the future of Volvo is electric, and that's why we have stated the bold commitment to bring out 1 million twin-engine cars or all-electric cars on the roads till 2025.
Which is great, right? I mean, that's not a long time away. That's, 8 years from now? So really, 7 years from now, we'll start looking at the prototype soon. Tesla is going to release their first kind of affordable package, not for the upper echelon of people. I think it's $35,000 is what the new Tesla is going to cost. And you get a $7,000 tax rebate with that because it's an electric car. Here's the issue. Until you can get it to the point where it is 300-500 miles and you have stations everywhere, until there's a battery that can hold that, and also at the same time, I can go to a station and it will take me 5, 10, 15 minutes to get myself enough battery to get me wherever the hell I need to go, that's the issue. That is the big issue. But what's next is this. Again, technology. The brilliance of technology will take us into the future with so many things that are absolutely amazing. So many things. And I get excited about stuff like this, as you can tell, because it is exciting. What's next for the future? Everything. Opportunities. People that are our age, in our 40s and 50s, guess what? We're going to live longer, healthier, happier lives. Our kids are going to live well into their hundreds, completely healthy. That, to me, is exciting. Now, I know what you're going to hear, and like I saw Elon Musk come out and say, well, you know, it's too many people on Earth, which is the biggest bunch of crap. If you've ever flown anywhere, you realize there's like 8 spots where people live, and the rest of it's just wide open emptiness. Just wide open emptiness, right? That's the insanity of it. That people will tell you that stuff. People will tell you, no, but because of technology, it's going to happen. What's next for technology? So many amazing things. Today, I read an article that 2/3 of the jobs in Las Vegas, Nevada will be automated jobs and or robotic jobs by 2035. That sounds scary, but this is where you need to get out and think bigger, bigger picture. Opportunities come in situations like that. Opportunities come in situations like that. Surgery. Right now, they're talking about surgery. There are two companies that are fighting over a robotic knee surgeon that will do it better than the humans with less pain, more precise, and a quicker recovery time. That's awesome. In Vegas, they're looking at no pilots. They're looking at so many things that are going to change. Man, I love that. Embrace the future. What's next for us is people are going to be scared. People are scared of situations like this. People are scared because they're worried. But I look at it and I love it. That's when I hear my, you know, I have friends who are both liberal and conservative. I have my conservative friends. We need to, you know, this, that. And I said, you know what? This is not about global warming, man. I want to drill and I want to keep the money here and I want to make our people wealthy. And I don't want to give money to people that hate us, but eventually I want to get off that crap and find stuff that even works better and that's cheaper for all of us. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. That's what I tell my friends who are liberals. Stop fighting this fight with people and say, don't you want to do this? Yeah, who wouldn't? What's next for the future is it's huge. It's awesome. It's technologically driven. That is your third wave, as we talked about before. But it's going to come in things like this. Electronic cars, better for us surgeons, better for us in every single way when it comes to technology. There'll be some bumps. There always is. But in the end, it's going to work, kids. It's going to work. That's what's next for us. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Men and video games, what are you doing? I'm asking you. You know who you are. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't like to talk about what I have planned. But I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines.
Ooh, meow. That, I think, was a swipe at Obama there. Yeah, you know. And talking about North Korea. What will they do? Speaking today in Poland before he headed off to the G20, where there's been a lot of fracasing going on. Kerfuffling, I think. Plenty of kerfuffling between protesters. Held up signs today saying, welcome to hell. Ha, ha, ha. Welcome to hell. So, you know what? Again, little man, little itty bitty man with just it takes too much time. Right. That's one of those things where you ever met somebody who hyper focuses on stuff that doesn't need to be dealt with, at least at that level, because in the reality, you know, it really doesn't mean anything. And I'm not saying North Korea can't be a pain in the ass, because they are. But what is, when you go to bed at night, do you really worry? They're not going to reach the western parts of America. They're not. They're not going to hit Hawaii. Now, if I was in Seoul, it's a much different story. Look, if I'm in Seoul, yeah, he keeps me up at night because it's not a big deal. He could literally walk over and throw a missile. Well, not him because his arm is so tiny. He probably couldn't pick up a missile with his little tiny hands, little itty-bitty hands. Yeah. What's he going to do with it? And he's got he's got weapons. He's got what? Weapons? Little itty-bitty weapons of no destruction. That's what he has. He's not going to use those things. He knows the end is near. That's what happens. It's over. It's done. No matter how insane he is, he knows what the capabilities of our Army, our Air Force, our Navy, our Marines, our missiles, our bombs. He knows with his estranged stepbrother who lives next door, China, what their capabilities are. He knows that the world would not stand for it. But you saber rattle. That's what you do. But it's one of those things where I think we're focusing too much. We have issues in Syria. We have real issues in Syria that need to be dealt with. Because ISIS is falling, and they're falling fast. Eventually, it's going to be, look, there's always going to be groups out there that are ready to fight and who are full of hate and who will use the moniker of freedom fighter and jihad for the revolution when really all they are is gangsters and killers twisting an ideology. ISIS is going to disappear tomorrow, just like Al-Qaeda wasn't going to disappear, right? That's not going to happen. But their stronghold's going to be gone, and then there's going to be a broken up, broken to hell, broke-ass country that is going to have a puppetish leader in Assad propped up by Putin and Iran, who then have their mittens in that country as they expand in those ports, as they expand. And, oh, by the way, we're going to be standing there going, this ain't a good thing. It's a much bigger issue. That's why UN, Nikki Haley, Tillerson, you guys deal with this stuff in the other countries.
President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat and publicly demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences for their very, very bad behavior.
Bad behavior. Very bad. Very double, triple bad behavior. This is what it is. We've got a hyper focus on other things. We've got problems here domestically that we need to sort out and we need to fix. There are things that need to get did. Let the little man with no plan spin in the wind and let's move on with the things that matter, like the potential instability throughout the Middle East because of a stronger, strengthened Assad, Iran, and Russia now there. That stuff is far more important when it comes to the global side of things. It is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in saying, you would really do that? You would really let them put something in your brain when it comes to learning and to doing stuff? Yeah, you kidding me? Who wouldn't? If you have the opportunity in life to expand like that, to have an instantaneous learning capability of anything, well, the hell wouldn't you do something like that? Well, what if? I can't live with the what ifs of the world. No. You embrace change. Embrace it. Run at it. Open your arms. Embrace change. There's nothing wrong with it. Men, I need to have a, young men in particular, I need to have a talk with you, you 18 to 30 year olds. There are jobs out there for you youngsters. There are jobs out there for you youngins. But you're working far less and playing many, many more hours of video game than working. And you prefer to do it. I know, not a shocker. You prefer to do it. It's crazy. It's insane. It's a new study out that is really just, whoa, this is from the National Bureau of Economic Research. And they say that men ages 21 to 30 are spending half their time or more gaming. That's crazy. 15% of young men work 0 weeks over the year, nearly double the rate in 2000. And they're fine with it. That's the other thing that's scary, is young men are fine with not working and playing video games. In 2000, an average of 23% of young men lived at home with their parent or a close relative. It's now almost 40%. Almost 40%. And the thing that's crazy is they're not unhappy and they're not aimless. And we, Anthony and I got talking about this today, because one of the things they talk about, you know, they look at this study and they look at stuff and they say, well, you know, this is kind of the new way that things are done, and that, you know, this is the way that men hang out, young men especially. And I said, you know what? In a way, it's true. Anthony's like, it's not true. I said, no, the difference is, you know, they compared it to like a pool hall, which it's no. You know, first of all, I don't know why you compare it to a pool hall. Hey, what are you guys doing? We're going to shoot dice in the corner. Remember when you saw shoot dice as kids? No, it's not. But it is the way. It's like a mall, right? You know, it's like, where do you used to hang out? Kids used to hang out at the mall when we were younger. We don't hang out there anymore. We hang out online. And this is where these guys go. And they go and they hang out online here. And they see these kids making millions of dollars. And they all have dreams of being just like the next Twitch star or the next star on YouTube and all of this stuff. And they want to be video game pros. I understand that. And it's a different world, right? A younger generation is okay getting by. They're okay getting by. They're okay making just enough. They are. There's no shame. When we were younger, man, how many of us wanted to hit the road? You turn, you know, 18 and you were out the house. My mother and I got into a conversation with my little brother, who's got an opportunity to go play in two junior leagues. And he's not quite sure what to do. And, you know, it's scary. He's scared. He's scared. One of the reasons is he's stepping up. And his skills are, you know, I mean, his skills are NHL worthy. The difference, though, is he's a stick, right? He's an absolute stick. He looks like a giraffe on skates. He's like 6'3", but he's like 82 pounds soaking wet. And these junior leagues, one of the big things is you got to fight. You got to fight. And he's scared. And I think it's a generational thing. I think it's a much different thing. Like, for us, we were younger. We wanted to leave the house. For a lot of nowadays, you talk to a lot of these kids, they're okay because there's no shame in it. When we were younger, man, you're still living at home and you're 21. What's wrong with you? There isn't that stigma anymore. That stigma's all gone. And that's the thing that's crazy. It's like, wow. And, you know, like my mom said, look at Chad, you know, he was 16, he was out of the house, he's off to Europe, away he goes, all by himself. And I'm like, Mom, it was different with me, and I understand, you know, I didn't have to go over and fight anybody, but I get that. But these guys nowadays, there is no shame in having nothing. There is no shame in potentially being eternal bachelor that lives just above the radar, right, and struggles to get by if they're happy doing what they're doing. But, you know, when you look at the national labor participation, there's a lot of things that go into it of why people aren't participating. We're going to do a big thing tomorrow about the opioid addiction and how they think that is going to impact us going forward. And it's crazy, but these kind of things are going to as well. Because just because you have a job doesn't mean people want it. And young men would rather work 15 hours a week and play video games 8 hours a day than do other things. It's not that important to them. And I think going forward, this is where the economy is going to have, again, touch and feel and move and its ebb. And there's going to be a lot of different things happening in the economy. And there will be an adjustment period. But I don't find this to be, in fact, I thought it was more kids that would play. But it's the amount of time. The fact that even some people work full time or 30 hours a week, they still almost double their playing compared to their work. That to me was like, wow. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Does my smell make me look fat? And I'm not talking about my smell. I'm talking about my smelling sense. Ooh, say what? Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Those of you with a great sniffer, that may work against you. People who have a good sniffer will smell things they like. Say what? Fattening food, things like the delectable, delicious items. And because of that, you may grow larger and less in charger on a steady diet of fat food. This according to a new study. Say what? That's right. If you're now understand that they've done this with animals as far as their sniffer goes, right? And those with a keener, better smell tend to grow bigger, and those with ones without tend to be smaller. I've always said this. If I had no taste buds, I'd probably eat amazingly. If I couldn't taste my food and it was just for nourishment, I'd only eat nothing but good things. The good thing about life is I can taste my food, and donuts and bacon are amazing. The bad things are donut and bacon are amazing, so you eat them. Then it's all about moderation. But if you could, like people say, if you could lose a sense, it's like, yeah, you never want to lose a sense. Like poor Phil's kind of went blind today. But if you could lose a sense, you know, for me, I mean, taste buds. Because what would you eat all day if you knew? Hey, I could eat good food. You could eat spinach all day. You could eat all of nothing but the things that make you quinoa and anything else that would make you feel great about yourself and not have to worry. Why would you? It would be great, right? Like, wouldn't that be awesome? Because you could eat all these healthy foods, even though they probably taste horrible, or you have to do something crazy to make them edible. You could just get enough calories off that and drink water all day. Man, you're going to be super healthy. That would be awesome. But you know what else is more awesomer? Say what? Bacon, burgers, chili fries, lemonade, hot dogs, hamburgers, steak. Did I mention bacon? Did I mention donuts? Did I mention donuts? I'm going to mention them. Those are great. Dorito chips. Ah, Del Taco. Yes, they're great. But if you got a good sniffer, there's a chance you could be chunkier. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Let's jump on a couple calls here real quick. William in Indy, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing today? But hey,
doing good,
wanted
man.
To talk to you about wanted to talk to you about, you were talking earlier about the ages of like 18 through 30 being just, you know, real awfully lazy. And so I'm 22. You're absolutely right. It's really sad to see it, but you're 100% right. And because a lot of people my age have absolutely no desire to do anything other than just lounge around, a lot of times just get high and relax, take it easy, put their life on cruise control. And it's just, it's sad, and it makes me worried about, you know, the future of our society and what that's going to look like.
But you know, William, and I understand, and I appreciate you holding on, brother. Hey, look, I get it. I understand why people be scared. But the truth is, men mature a little bit slower, and if you don't have a reason, why would you? I mean, as a kid growing up, I always had friends who were like this. I was telling Anthony today, I had a friend that, I had two friends that worked at Domino's Pizza forever and a day. Still, one of them works there, and he's in his 50s, and he's been there for 25, 30 years, driving pizzas, just getting by. That's the life he wanted to lead. Smart dude, could have done other things, but his life was simple. Never wanted to get married, never wanted to do anything other than what he's doing, wanted to enjoy his life, wanted to drink a little bit, wanted to hang out at the bars, wanted to watch the Lakers and watch the Raider games, knew those kind of things. He's living his dream. My other friend, though, he got a little bit older, was his roommate, and you know what? He had a talent. But he decided to pursue it a little bit later in life, and he's worked on several large animation programs, and he's done very well for himself, but it came to him later. It happens. But there is a sense of entitlement and some laziness here. But some of that's on the parents, too, because, you know, you've allowed your kids to do so many damn things, and you really haven't pushed them in a lot of ways when it comes to what's next in the life that they're supposed to be doing. and then you allow them to come back. Sometimes in life, you got to throw them out there on their own and let them deal with it. But I don't worry for the future. But you can worry a little bit for the present. Brandon in Indy, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, brother.
Oh, I was just listening to the last guy, and I agree with a lot of the people that are doing that. And I just caught in here at the end, and I was like, I thought you were saying everyone was like that. I was like, man, I work like 70 hours a week. I ain't even got time to sleep. But I realized that other people, I got a kid, I got things I got to do, man. I'm like thinking like old school people. You know, you got to start now if you want the good things later. So.
No, you know what? I agree, man. I absolutely agree. You got to get moving. And not all kids are like that. Appreciate your call, man. And look, you know, it's just like we look at colleges, right? What do we see there? We see these people protesting and we're throwing signs and they're freaking out. And they want a safe space and their trigger words and, oh, my God, what about this? And you've oppressed me and micro-oppressed me, micro-aggressed me. It's a small number of kids. But there are a lot of kids out there that want to do other things, and they're approaching life in a much different way. My little sister's boyfriend, Doc, a great dude, man. He started at a high school, at a company he was with, and I'll tell you right now, he's not yet 20. He's on his way to making about 75 grand this year. He just got snatched away by another company that was their rivals, who were paying him almost two times what he was making. He busted his ass. But not every kid's like that, because I see a lot of other kids out there that are kind of lazy. But it will happen. You can worry a little bit for today, but I believe the future is going to be all right. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.